The White House has been telling agencies to use shared services for the better part of two-term administrations. The idea is to save cost and effort by pooling things that agencies do in common. But in practice, it's not proven so easy. Ted Okada is the chief technology officer at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He's taking a slightly different view of shared services. He contends that sharing should be at least as much about the data as about operations. And Ted Okada joins me now. Good morning, and thanks for being on.
Good morning.
All right. So tell us more about your view that data that shared services is about data as much as about operations, or maybe more so.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, when you think about what these services are really meant to do, right? They're meant to empower decision making, really. And so you're trying to support people in how they make decisions, because people produce outcomes that actually drive the mission of an agency such as FEMA. So the people themselves, of course, need data to actually manage their decisions, and how they understand how they run analytics against that data is essential for that decision making. So systems really should support the underlying data structure. So right now in FEMA, currently, we are moving into a much more data-driven, evidence-based method of managing disasters and emergencies. And that is now really part of the internal strategic culture of the agency. And so when we look at shared services, we have to fundamentally ask, you know, who are the people making the decisions? What framework are they making these decisions? What are the underlying data structures, effectively the data architecture? And then finally, what are the systems that actually support that? And so it's really people first. If you can quote John Boyd, people first, idea second, hardware third. So we internally are trying to ask what are the architectures, what are the shared services that actually help produce that outcome that people use to make decisions in their work. And so consequently, when we look at things like services from email all the way to storage, all the way to even analytics software, we have to, or platform as a service or whatever it is, we have to fundamentally ask, okay, what are the real metrics? What are the decisions that drive it? So, you know, for example, what would be a cost per seat? What are the SLA uptimes? What guaranteed level can we provide the individual user? And looking at those metrics as well. So it's really now applying this whole field of analytics to the work of IT. And I think that's something that IT shops need to increasingly look at. So we're looking at process modeling. We are looking at even statistical software to help us make those kinds of calibrations.
So are there any particular shared services that you've initiated that go by this type of principle?
Well, currently in FEMA, I mean, we use a number of them, right, within the department, but we are also right now in a place of having to modernize a number of our systems, including financial systems. We're looking at our current grant systems as well. So there are a number of sort of major pieces that are currently in motion. So as we kind of partner with GSA or the department, we are trying to make that decision or analyze that decision really based on evidence and how we ultimately support the data architecture that ultimately supports the people in the organization. That's what really matters, right? It's the people of FEMA that really conduct the work of the agency, and they really need to have the data architecture to allow them to make that decision. So it's really the data prior to the systems, and that's kind of how we're looking at it.
We're speaking with Ted Okada. He's the chief technology officer of FEMA. So in other words, if you were to, say, share a grant system, just to make up an example, with another agency or with Homeland Security, you know, departmental central, then you would look at it in terms of not just getting the grants processed, but also how you can analyze your own grant data to see how effective the grants are and whether people are complying and that kind of thing?
That's exactly right, right? So the outcomes really should drive things. And the administrator has always been a big proponent of saying, you know, asking very simple questions. What is the outcome? What is the framework to make that decision? How does that align with the overall strategy to support survivors and first responders? That's the core mission of FEMA. and then let the data drive the decision making. And the data really has to be complete. It has to be done in a way in which it allows for the analytics to be done at a high, high value, high accuracy, and then finally, what are the systems that actually help support that? I think in a lot of the history of agencies, you find that it's often backwards. The hardware is driving the data. The data is ultimately driving the people. So how do we actually reverse that to really put people first in that pyramid?
And how do you make that business case? Because a lot of the financial people and agency administrators would probably look at shared services as a great way to save money. But the way you describe it, it may or may not save money, but it might increase effectiveness. And how do you make the business case on that basis?
Right. So you're kind of looking at it a little bit in a different light. So you kind of become outcome driven, and what are the analytics that actually drive that? And so in some cases, shared services could work. In other cases, there may have to be not cuff systems, but really systems that actually help interlink and create interoperability. But the underlying purpose is, what is the data architecture really of the agency that ultimately drives decisions? So if you view things in that light, then the principal question that CIO shops and certainly CTOs need to think about is, what are the analytics? So CTOs throughout, I think, the government need to get smart, and I'm certainly trying to increase my skills in this area, is to look at, well, how do we process model? How do we look at, it's not just agile development, but it's really looking at what are the process flows of data? What are the models that allow for effective decision making? And it's really partnering with the program offices. I think isolated IT shops no longer really are effective at all, and largely because of that division with the program shops, you often find the distortion where hardware, in fact, becomes first. So it's important as much as it is to partner with other agencies on shared services, even more important to make sure that CIO shops really understand the business of the agency and really are partnering with the program offices on a daily basis, and then really understanding the structure of the data itself to allow them to do their work.
Now, you've got a pretty outspoken CIO there at FEMA, Adrian Gardner. Do you find some simpatico opinions on this whole thing from that office?
Yeah, we're both pretty aligned. We kind of complete each other's sentences. We actually look at the currently actually doing a complete review of our data architecture. So right now, we are in the process of forming sort of analytical cells within the agency itself, looking at different components of response and recovery and our mitigation programs to say, okay, well, who are the ones that are really analyzing, the decision playbooks effectively of these programs, and then asking the question, okay, well, what are the underlying data governance issues, and letting those data governance issues be a part that informs the overall enterprise architecture. So you can't do one without the other effectively.
All right. Ted Okada is the Chief Technology Officer at FEMA. Thanks so much for joining me.
You bet. Thanks so much, Tom.